Well, hello again. From the screen to the studio and now the pulpit, Jason Kerr has done it all, and his wife, Rochelle. And what a duo. Today we have Pastor Jason Kerr and his wife, Rochelle, to talk to us about some exciting things going on in our community and region. So here we go. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
I told you earlier I'd get so far in left field they even want me to read that. So I hope I did that okay. We're just ready to go.
Got the thumbs up.
We're very excited. Our program is about the who, as I told you earlier. It's about who you are and what you do and what's important to you and your values, and it can lead anywhere you'd like it to be. And you thought I was kidding you off air, but we're going to start with age of birth.
Oh, wow.
For both of y'all. So,
oh, dear.
So let's go in, not many years ago for you two, you guys, but let's start age of birth and tell me a little bit about who you are, or a lot about who you are and where you've been and, you know, what's important to you, your values. Y'all are a wonderful young couple. How'd you meet? You know, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. So it's up to you, Rochelle.
Okay. Take it away, ladies first.
We're all pointing to you.
I actually was born and raised in Fentress County.
Sure.
And
we got to have a date.
No, we do not. No. Say somewhere in the late 70s. And
be careful.
I actually, my parents were not from Fentress County. My grandfather, who is a radio man or was a radio man, Mr. Turk Baz, he was in Florida. And his doctor said, "You are overworked. You're stressed out. You got to do something. Start fresh. Do something fun that you enjoy." And so he had started a tire business, and they had a large tire business there in Florida. And he left it all, left his family. Well, he took his wife with him and the boys, and moved to Fentress County and had this radio station, a small family radio station there in Fentress County. And so I was raised very close-knit family, Christian family, radio family.
Yeah.
And as a little girl, I actually was listening to our pastor, and he gave an altar call, and my heart just sank inside me.
Sure.
And I thought, I don't have this, and I need this. And I know people think at 5, 6 years old, how in the world could this be a true conversion? But I remember dropping my mom's hand and tears just pouring down my face as I walked that aisle of that Baptist church.
I can see the emotion right now. And your audience can't, but I can see them.
Yes. Yeah. And
I get it.
At that point, made a decision that my life had to be about something bigger than
me. Yeah.
Yes. So from that point on, really the bigger picture of my life was about Christ and what he could do in me. Fast forward to 94. And I'll let Jason tell some of his side of that story of how our lives connected.
Yeah. Well, it was a dark and stormy day.
There you go, buddy.
It was not.
It was a good day. It was a winter time. I was born in 73. And so I'm the ripe old age of 52.
Yeah, young guy. Okay.
And
young person. Young.
Yeah. And I did
I'm
not,
younger, 5 years.
You're
younger.
Yeah,
she's 5
both
years.
Both of y'all
junior.
Are young. Everybody's young to me anymore.
But so. I never, I didn't grow up in church. You know, I grew up in a family that very dysfunctional.
Understand.
Not very present. And so my whole world in the 70s and 80s was just trying to find my way.
Sure.
You know, young man trying to figure it out. And I was always on the stage. I've been doing musical theater and acting since the age of 5. And so it was singing, acting, dancing. And that's all that I knew. So that was all I knew to chase. And I was at the age of 21, and I just completed two showcase concerts down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Working on a record contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd already been doing film work in Atlanta and soap opera work in L.A. and New York. And my manager came and said, 5 record labels want you to sign.
Wow.
So I knew this was the big break.
Here we go.
21, and I said, this is what we're working for. What they didn't know is that I had a problem with drugs and alcohol in the background and heavy depression from a destroyed family. And I remember thinking, this is it. And I went and had a big party with the friends at the home. And while everybody else had basically, and not trying to be derogatory in it, but had passed out and they were all from the night of party, there I was, facing a mirror in a drunken state. I said, if there's a God,
amen,
let none of this happen. And show me the way. What's the route? Where do I go? What do I do? And not a single agent of these record labels would call me back. So I tried to call my personal manager. He wouldn't pick up. It's like everything stopped.
Yeah.
And I remember in a panic going, I take it back. You know, this is, what was I thinking? And my financer for music said, come up to Jamestown, because he had a home there. And he said, just come up and take a weekend, breathe. Let's just see what the plan is. I go up to record a small demo for the since passed away artist, Joe Diffie. I was recording a demo for him.
Certainly.
And the man who ran the studio said, this Sunday, you're going to church with me. And I said, nope, I don't do the church thing. I don't believe in God. And he said, you're going. And I said, I'm not going to do the church thing. And he said, listen, there's beautiful girls in my church. I said,
you're going.
I said, pick me up at 8:30 a.m., right?
So it that was, is great.
It was That's a great Sunday morning. I walk in the door, partying from the night before, and had a radical encounter with the presence of God that shook me to my core. And I remember not knowing church etiquette. Up to that point, my Bible knowledge was Noah had a boat. That was it.
Big boat.
And I remember getting up in front of hundreds of people and going to the altar before an altar call was given. I just knew that something needed to change.
Sure.
So I radically was just converted, changed, encountered with the presence of God. And then as I come up off the floor, I look in the on the stage, and I see her.
There you go.
And I remember.
It's a God thing.
That was me.
Well, I was hearing very clearly, and yeah. I heard this voice say, this is your wife. In 7 years, you'll marry her. And to the day, we married.
Wow.
And
I get chill bumps.
Yeah.
That's just the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's real.
Well, it changed me, and they took me in to disciple me. And so I left all the contracts. I canceled MTV contracts. I canceled all the acting. I canceled the music contracts. Moved to Jamestown. Left all my stuff.
Wow.
They took me in, and I basically lived in a sleeping bag by the fireplace and got to know the Lord, and the doors began to open, and we ended up doing Christian film, and we've recorded two Christian albums. We pastor Highlands Church of the Cumberlands, which has been a church since 2007.
Okay.
So it's growing like a freight train, and it's a place of liberty and victory, and as you can tell just kind of from our story, we're not big fans of legalistic religion.
Amen.
We're big fans of transformation from the inside out, because people are real and God is real.
People are crying out for what you're talking about. And and I told you I wasn't going to talk, and I told a story. But we moved in 04, and I will tell you this: it was spirit led. I could share with you stories of in our own lives, family redemption. Alcoholism among without naming names, it's real, and I'm getting chill bumps listening to y'all already. So it's wonderful.
Well, the biggest change that occurred for me was we came to the realization that religion wants a behavior modification, but God wants a life transformation.
Yeah,
but that can't happen from the outside in; it's got to be the inside out, and that's something only He can affect. And so for us, we've seen so many things. From what we've seen with the church, and before I was a pastor, I was an evangelist traveling the earth for 10 years, other nations, establishing churches, and every denomination under the sun. And no matter what denomination I went into, the one key factor was the same. People are hurting, and they're looking for hope.
Yes.
Yeah. And hope has a name.
Yeah.
And it's Jesus.
So many questions. Your travels, just you already shared one. Other stories of redemption, of outreach, of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Mm-hmm. Jackie DeShannon, about 1964.
Good song.
Long before y'all were born. But,
we love good music.
but you really realize that it's pretty basic, isn't it? It's simple, but it's complicated.
It is. But,
we complicate it, I think.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We think it's our job to make everyone look like us, and God is going, no. It's your job to show them who He is.
That's right.
And
that's the difference.
The thing that's really clicked for us is, how do we do that? It's not beating people over the head. It's not guilt and condemnation. If the Bible says it's the goodness of God that draws men and women to Him, then we should be goodness to them.
Amen.
Well, it's like when we travel to the Philippines, or I'm going to Russia. you know, we see the faces of the people who hurt.
Yes.
And they're coming to us, and they may be sitting in a service, but it's usually after the service that you get the real honesty.
That's right.
And that's right. The person going, hey, I've got tracks up my arms, or I'm struggling in my marriage, or I'm just struggling in my mind. And to me, I'm going, that's where real life is. Because it's not just saying, we got it figured out, look like us.
And, oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
Cross
we
the
got
T,
it.
Dot the I. It's a walk.
That's right.
It's like for us, we love music. We love all sorts of music. I build guitars on the side. I play electric guitar.
Wow.
And that's not I don't mean that pridefully. It's just a fun hobby to use to create more sound, to glorify Him and to praise Him. And we lead worship at our church too. And we just, our whole heart is to just enjoy the presence of God and stay simple in what we do. That's why our church is not a billion committees. It's just good people who know that they need Him.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to hear is who are you?
Yeah.
And where you've been. I think the audience right now has got a pretty good idea. And we're running out of time, but we're just getting started.
That's
but we're
right.
going to be good.
It's all good.
We got about a minute left in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
The common themes that you're the world. I mean, what we, you know, I'm preaching myself, but Jesus spent a lot of time talking about the scribes and Pharisees and the organized religion of the day. So we're right.
Religion never saved anybody, but love did the job.
That's right. It's real.
It's
real. And we're going to end this segment in just a few seconds. And we come back, we're going to pick up on this and learn more about all the wonderful things you're doing and things we're talking about. So George Halford with Jason Kerr and Rochelle. Well, we're back. Jason Kerr and Rochelle. Who I'm just really getting to know. I feel like I've known them all my life already. And telling their story, and it's a wonderful, and I can't wait to hear more. So let's just dive in, and let's just go pick up where we left off and talk about y'all's experiences and just wherever the Lord leads you.
Yeah. Well, I think the main thing is as the journey has continued, I've known the Lord since 94, December 18th of 94.
Okay.
And so over 30 years. I was an evangelist for 10 years.
Wow.
And we've been pastoring for almost 20.
Okay.
And in that time, we've just watched God do things that in my time as an evangelist, I never saw. And we always attribute it to what we teach, which is what we call the finished work.
Okay.
When Jesus was on the cross, just before he gave his life, he said, "It is finished." And I'm the kind of guy that if you give me a car, I'm going to break it apart, find out how it works.
Okay.
Give me a guitar, I'm going to break it down. I have to know how it works. So I'm not one that's just going to say amen to something just because the crowd says amen.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know, why does this do what it does?
Mm-hmm.
And I always attribute like my cell phone. It's the same way in the life of a Christian. This cell phone can do a lot of things that I don't know yet.
That's right.
It's in the box, but I'm not fruitful in using it because I haven't become aware of it. How many Christians sit in church and they do the church thing, they do the ceremony, but they still don't realize everything that Christ has deposited inside of us.
That's right.
And you can only give away what you know you have.
That's right.
And for us, it's knowing that when he said it's finished, what did he finish? He fulfilled everything needed for righteousness so that we could start giving it away and sharing it. And our entire kingdom focus now is walking in what he completed, not what I've got to do to complete it.
Sure.
But so that we can begin to share this with others. And as soon as we did that, more salvations than ever before. More healings, deliverances. We just baptized 12 people 3 weeks ago.
That's wonderful. Praise
it's just glorious.
Even on a personal level, you know, our story was like a fairy tale. The way the Holy Spirit led him here, all of the things.
There were no accidents.
And no, every detail just was part of this tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we were both, especially me, really struggling internally.
Sure.
I told you, at 5 years old, I became a believer. It was a rock-solid conversion. But I was struggling at this point in my life, as Jason and I were sort of developing a relationship, with self-hatred, a lot of guilt, a lot of condemnation.
Sure.
Could not name a specific sin. I mean, I'm a human. Of course, I was making mistakes, but couldn't name a specific sin. Yet, at night, I was so miserable. I would lay in bed and recount everything I did through the day and try to make sure I repented of everything, if there could have even been anything that wasn't. My entire life was this process. And so you can imagine, as we ended up married and then with young children, that's not a healthy lifestyle that's not a healthy sure. Christian walk. That is not healthy for your mind, your body. And it was showing in our marriage. He brought in a lot of trauma from his childhood.
Yeah,
sure.
And I brought in this mindset of religious duties, I guess.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Thou shalt.
Yes. And so.
A collision
no, thou shalt not.
Two personalities.
Thou shalt
yeah.
not. And so we were struggling tremendously, even though it seemed we were doing the right things. We were had this internal conflict. And so our marriage was struggling tremendously. And I came from a family, my mom and dad, marriage counselors, marriage ministers.
Sure.
And so I would just, he would be like, we're not making this work. This is not working. And sure. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm rock solid. But I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those other, you can't do this. You should do this.
That's right. That's right.
And a friend recommended a book for Jason and I at the time. He read it and he comes to me beside himself and said, this is life changing. You have to read this. And
name of the book. I'm sitting on.
Can I name the book?
Please. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
It's Destined to Reign and it's R-E-I-G-N.
Mm-hmm. Joseph Prince.
And it's by Joseph Prince. And just listen. I know he's from another culture and his delivery, some people struggle somewhat with
Singapore.
The Singapore delivery because
sure.
it's, but the book, it, remember, I had been a believer since I was a tiny little girl. I was raised to know the word. I knew the word. I knew more scripture than most adults,
sure.
but I was living in so much guilt and condemnation. If you can relate to me,
performance driven,
get the book. Jason gives me the book and I'm sitting in my bed reading it, weeping, saying, how could it be this good? How did I not
yeah.
know this? How
oh,
is
yeah.
Jesus so good? He really did come to change everything. I was struggling a little bit with resentment and anger because why had I been in bondage and no one had told me it was so good? And then so much gratitude because I realized this was going to change everything about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It did change everything. It changed our marriage. It radically changed us. We started
everything.
Having joy,
everything,
freedom, our lives produced more fruit as a result of us living free than we ever had before. It changed our children.
We
our
finally
children were
started
young.
Resting in
yeah.
what he did instead
yeah.
of trying to be good enough to earn something that our works never could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes. And you know, people say, "That's too loose. You can't preach that kind of grace." That kind of grace is what radically changes hearts and lives. That kind of grace is what produces real fruit
Amen.
With lasting effects.
Yeah.
So that honestly set us on a brand new mission to help people have that moment, that aha moment, that eyes open, oh my goodness, what Christ did is so much bigger.
Well, in the Word, there's a
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, let's go deeper. In the mission, you started you're an event. Let's just talk about things you have done and doing and where you're being led.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not a visionary type woman. I'm a very steady, consistent, practical,
understand.
To-do list kind of woman.
That's
and
why
my
we work
husband,
well together.
And you're my wife. And this is the opposites do attract.
And yeah. my husband is the visionary. He
yeah,
has these
yeah.
grand scheme
I know,
ideas.
I understand.
And so... here we are in life, doing life, and I just listen for his vision, and I help him hone it and say, no, that's not possible.
That's right. You really mean every night.
And yep. all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit drops something in me, a vision. And I was in my kitchen alone, and I said, Lord,
woo,
what are you getting ready to do? Because I'm not a visionary. Why are you giving me a vision? And I can remember crying.
I understand.
And I said, okay, Lord. That means change is coming for
mm-hmm,
us.
Sure.
If you're giving me a vision, you're doing something. Sure enough, that was a year ago. We began the Community House. I'll tell you more about that.
Yeah,
but it's a nonprofit founded to serve and assist unsheltered and residents in need in Fentress County. And
great.
All of a sudden, he gives me this dream, this vision of a farm with tiny homes and this beautiful vision. And I didn't realize at the time that 1 year later, we would be saying goodbye, our children both, within less than 24 hours, our daughter was married and our son moved across
2 weeks
the
ago.
United States. This was 2 weeks ago.
Part of the
but
plan.
But a year
part of the
from
grand
the vision,
plan.
Part of the grand plan that this is time. I have something bigger.
You know, we've got a little less than a minute on this segment. When we come back, let's get into the plan more.
Oh boy,
what you're doing?
Yes,
it's going to be good.
You mentioned a farm and some things you're doing. I'd like to know more. And you had to hit rock bottom.
Oh,
and you
did.
And I'd love to hear more about where y'all are going in the future, where God is leading you in the future. And but we got about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to add before they cut me off?
Call your friends. Tell them to tune in because this next segment's going to be big.
Jason Kerr and his wife, Rochelle. A story of faith, a story of ministry, a story of every man and woman to a degree. And we're going to pick up where we left off, and we can go anywhere you want to go with this. But let's pick up and talk about your journey and your mission and what y'all are doing today, and then what you're hopefully, with God's help, will be doing in the future. Rochelle.
Well, we touched on the farm
for
the community house that we are working to establish. And really our desire, Fentress County has zero emergent housing. There are no shelters of any kind in Fentress County. And very few with our surrounding counties. And our desire is really to provide something that will help break that poverty mentality, that cycle of poverty that we see that has been rather prevalent.
In Jamestown.
In Jamestown. And
it's the culture of our the South and the Appalachians,
Appalachians,
it's just who we are.
Yes, yes.
And it's generational and it's subconscious. So, excuse me, I interrupted you.
It truly is. So our desire is to have a working farm.
Ooh.
We provide help with educational finishing up. Have they finished high school? Do they need some vocational? Whatever that looks like.
That's exciting.
Yes, and even some vocational training, small engine repair, welding, things like that, animal husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty that we all know of putting your hand to something and seeing fruit from it. Feeling that power of, I did this, and now there's a garden. Now I can harvest corn. Now I can harvest potatoes, whatever that is. And so not just providing a shelter, but truly helping change the mindset. How did you get here? Okay, let's help remedy that. Is it mental health issues? Is it drug related?
Yeah.
A wonderful organization, and I encourage you, if you have not had William Webb from Manor House in Fentress County, you got to get that brother on. He is truly a brother to me. He has Manor House Ministries Ministries in Fentress County. They're doing incredible things, and he is actually on my board of directors for the community house.
A former meth addict who now has his master's who reaches out to communities and counties.
He's incredible. And so he helps us navigate the mental health aspect and the drug addiction aspect. So we really just want this full circle farm, and we don't have a physical location yet. So we're working on that. And
this is brand new.
While we are in the waiting process for our farm, we are very busy behind the scenes. We have hosted the very first winter warming facility in Fentress County.
Yeah.
We've
never
had anything like this.
Very successful.
And, you know, Jason and I pastor at Highlands. However, the Unity in Fentress County is beautiful. And First Baptist Church of Jamestown opened their Family Life Center to us.
Oh, that's great.
So we did a winter warming facility during the coldest periods in Fentress County. And now, every week at First Baptist, we're offering a refresh and refuel outreach. They can come shower. Folks can come shower. They can get clothing.
Wow.
They can get
The unity is amazing.
Meeting the physical
needs.
We're
doing laundry. Yeah. We're providing haircuts and food. And so every week, once a week, we're there. The unity is beautiful. Other churches are sending their volunteers. It is absolutely beautiful, the unity that is happening. And what an honor for me, knowing that we pastor at Highlands, yet I am there at First Baptist. It's beautiful.
No question.
Yes. And so I'll tell you about something exciting coming up tomorrow.
Great.
The 16th of September. And you know what? It may not be too late to grab tickets. I can't make promises, but I'm going to give you a website so you can check out the information. But we are doing Fentress County's first farm-to-table dinner.
Wow.
So all of the produce, the meat, everything is local And it's the proceeds are going to help the community house establish a physical location. So grass-fed beef, locally grown in Fentress County, organic chicken, all the veggies, all the fruits, all the bread, everything is local.
Wow.
And it's going to be a beautiful event. Live music with Brian Trout, J.J. Payne doing an incredible auction with some amazing items.
It's going to be so fun.
You're going to let your hubby dancing? Do a little bit, maybe.
Yes.
I'm just going to eat
bring
all the
good money,
food.
Bring your money.
You need to come hang out with us.
Dancing, live music, wonderful food.
Sounds great.
And again, it's Tuesday, September 16th at 6 p.m. And it is at a beautiful location. Burnett Family Farm in Deer Lodge. Gorgeous.
It's so beautiful.
Gorgeous setting. And if you would like to know more, you can visit thecommunityhousetn.org. Again, that's thecommunityhousetn.org. You can drop us an email and we'll tell you if there are tickets still available. Again, it's tomorrow, but get ready because we want to do this yearly.
That's great.
And the momentum that it's gaining is gigantic. The people, the faces, the and, you know, folks in different offices, even government are beginning to take awareness of this because they know the need, but they're also seeing the vision.
We'll have senators and representatives
there.
Yeah,
it's going to be very exciting.
Local officials, yes.
You know, one of my first thoughts when I heard you sharing this was this country's, and I'm not talking Democrat, Republican politics, but just the movement of our country back to naturally grown, home, the farm, the things that are making, you know, it's a movement. There really is a movement. I can feel it. And again, I'm not talking politically. I'm talking just what's really going on. So your timing, God's timing is always great. So, but your timing is perfect, I think, for
Amen.
This. So we've got a little time left. We'll just talk about anything in this. I think we've covered the waterfront a little bit about who you are, where you've been, where you are today, where you're going in the ministry. And you want to repeat the website or you one more time for our audience?
Yes, it is thecommunityhousetn.org. And I will say the true foundation behind the community house, behind our church, Highlands Church of the Cumberlands, is the radical love of Jesus Christ. It has the power. It is the only thing that truly has the power. Man-made religion has zero power to bring lasting freedom and change. It is His love that drives us to do the community house. It is His love. And it's its own standalone nonprofit. But it is the driving force behind Highlands. One thing I have to say about our church family, every visitor that comes has one thing to say, and it's the first thing they say. I feel so much love here. I cannot define it, and I cannot describe it. And the only reason that happens, it's not because of Jason and I, it's not because of great leadership, although we have great leadership. It is the radical finished work
it changes
of
everything.
Jesus Christ dying on that cross, raising, and what it does.
Holy Spirit, we talked about
is,
that
yes,
off air.
It is. There's a reason when Christ said, it's better for you if I go.
That's right.
Because I'm going to send one.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, it's so true. We need to take heed. If he says it's better, Jesus Christ said it's better if I go because I'm sending one. Jesus could only be here. But the Holy Spirit is ever present with each of
us.
With each of us. And so that is what drives Jason and I. It's what drives our church. It's what drives the community house.
It's looking at a person and saying, this is not something you can earn. It's something you can receive.
Grace.
You
receive,
cannot.
It is grace.
You can. We always tell people about grace, G-R-A-C-E. I made this acronym up. G-R-A-C-E is God's righteousness actively crushing the enemy.
Oh, man, let me write that one down.
And the word race is in there and the word ace is in there. You know, it all comes down to
wrong.
It that he did what he did so that we could rest in what he did. He didn't do what he did so we could try to earn what he did.
Oh, yes.
And when we come to the place where we finally say, you did it for me, it also says that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He did it while I was broken.
Yes.
That means when I met him in 94, when he showed up to a broken kid who had no idea what to do with his life, and he saves me, gives me a family, gave me a wife.
Gives you a mission.
Just gives you breath to breathe.
Purpose, life, joy, hope.
Think about the reality of this. It's a Tuesday, and we get to sit here and hang out with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually
We get
a
to
Monday.
Hang out with you.
It's actually Monday.
He's close.
I'm near it. It's a Monday. Tuesday. It's a day. And the testimonies we've heard, even from up front to here, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
There's no reason we can't rejoice.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You know, there's a constant theme, too, that we've experienced. And y'all have touched on this. The community of faith in the upper country.
Yes.
Let's share in a little time.
It's
huge. The other churches, and they don't really, you know, I'm used to watching competitive churches.
I got to give a testimony.
This is all about, there's a faith-based group of folks in the organized religion.
Yes.
And it shows.
Well, what's happening is in Jamestown, in our area, there was so much
competition
and division when I first came to Jamestown.
Which is a normal.
Normal. And so we started praying, Lord, your word says unity is where your blessing pours out.
Mm-hmm.
So we started praying for the unity, connecting with the churches. And some of them said, we want nothing to do with this. Now, just Sunday morning, I get a text every Sunday morning.
Yes.
From between 8 and 10 pastors from our local area.
See there.
Brothers, different denominations.
They say, brothers, I got you back. My former pastor, who at times was very harsh and didn't want unity, he texts me every Sunday, I love you, Pastor. I'm praying for you. Let's go get him.
I'll tell you one that's really incredible.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Our daughter plays piano beautifully.
Oh, this is
and
so good.
One of our beautiful churches in Fentress County. Now, remember, we pastor a church.
Yes, there is. And we we spent a little bit of time on that in a minute.
We're
running out of time, but we can do it.
And I told you, First Baptist Jamestown lets us do our...
Well, there's that community of faith aspect.
Yes. Yeah. However, there's another Baptist church, Faith Baptist Tabernacle. Pastor Josh Grubbs in Fentress County. Our daughter, who plays piano at our church, goes to Faith when their pianist is on vacation.
That's great.
They call us, and our daughter plays piano there and worships with them.
And
it makes my heart so full of joy that we can share musicians, share whatever.
You know, as an old chamber guy, I can throw this in too. We just live in a special place, region, community.
It is beautiful.
People care. People really are trying to help. And, we're about to run out of time, unfortunately.
It's been good, though. It's been a good time.
I hope you do. Jason and Rochelle Kerr, what a great time. I hope important time. And I hope the audience will check on you. You got the website in the last few seconds. One more time.
TheCommunityHouseTN.org.
And HighlandsChurchTN.org.
God bless
y'all. That's easy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
what
you.
A great
Thank
blessing.
Thank you for having us. It's always good.
Next time, guys.